Boy, Matt Like Jr. here. We're back, and today's show has been about, you know, stay calm. Don't worry. Things are going to be okay. We're not going to lose all of our money. We're going to work on a plan. The plan is made up of three parts, you know, when it comes to investing: diversification, discipline, and dollar cost averaging. We have four parts to winning the money game: your plan, your investment plan, which should be written. You should have someone help you learn your financial independence number. We've talked about becoming educated. I would tell you, you know, just go to roymatlockjr.com or go to Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour. There's 150 podcasts that if you go listen to that, get your kids to listen to it. I know you may get sick of me, but the only thing I try to do, and I've been doing this for years, is put out all the information I can to help you be educated. I would much rather be talking to people right now that are my clients that call me up and they say, hey, you know, do you think this is a good time to invest? The market's down. I would rather have that than panic selling. Everything's falling apart. So I've always tried to do things. We have a thing called the Master Class of Investing, which has a lot of things that, you know, we go through that help you walk your own self off the cliff, in addition to, you know, with what I do. That's what I believe is my job, is to manage expectations, walk people through the downsides when the market is going the wrong way, and look at why you should be considering moving toward an excitement level when the market's down. You know, I've been told many times, you're the most unemotional person I've ever met. And I don't know if I get that from golf, but I tend to be very calm when everything else is chaos. That's just the way I roll. I don't know what made me that way. I think I do a lot of education to do that. I found that every emotional decision generally is bad. All right. I want to be a lot more logical. And logic says when the market is down, it's a bad idea to lock in your losses. I think that's pretty easy. If you have something that is, if you have $100,000 and the market's down 20%, I don't think locking in at 80 is a good idea. I would think that it would be a great idea to just hang on, knowing that the market has recovered forever and ever and ever, and I see no reason why it wouldn't. When will it recover? I'm not sure. But along the way, if you've got a 401k or whatever it might be, this is, you're going to be buying every month. So that's a great move. We then want to diversify our money. And in diversifying, we're going to be, depending on where you're at in life, a young couple, which we talked about earlier, we said don't make the bad decisions as a young couple and get yourself in debt, because that causes you to not be able to save money. It hurts you long term because of time in the market. And so you want to be making sure that, you know, from I had a guy tell me in this, he said, I think if you buy a new car and you don't have $1 million saved, that you're dumb. That's how I grew up. And so, you know what? I just said, you know, why do I ever want to buy a new car anyway? I remember buying a few of them and I paid cash for them. And I was like, why do I want to buy a new car when I can buy one with 20,000 miles on it and save a bunch of money? I'm just that way. I mean, I don't have to have the brightest, newest. I can buy one 2 years old and save, you know, 30% or something like that. And so what I want to do is, as a young couple, I want to keep myself free to be able to save. As I get into my 40s, this is when I got to be really smart. Don't go overextending yourself to where, you know, you're in the home stretch. You want to be really smart with your money because you're getting your kids grown. And then when you retire, we diversify even more with the goal of not taken big hits. Hopefully, if you're with a financial advisor right now, your overall portfolio, even though we have market declines, you didn't get the market declines equal to that of the market. And the way you do that is you have a more diversified approach. And so what I try to do with people is get their risk tolerance in line with their risk capacity. So let's think about this. If you have risk tolerance that you say, I just can't lose any money. I mean, I cannot do it. I can, if it goes down $1, it just scares me to death. Well, I might sit there and have a conversation with you. It would go like this. Now, you're not making enough money to be able to retire one day with a risk tolerance that says you have to have guaranteed principal in everything that you do. Because you don't make enough money to do that, and you're not going to be able to save enough money, so when you quit working, there'll be enough money left. So regardless of the way your risk tolerance is, we're going to have to move you off of that somewhere to where the risk capacity that you're going to need to get, the return you're going to need to get, is going to have to be at least this in order for you to have enough money to be able to quit one day. How about that? So what that means is we have to go through, and as a person that is trying to get ahead and get to a point where we work for, you know, till we're 65, and then you're like, if you're like my mom, she's 99, getting ready to be 99, and you quit working when you're 65, you may live a long life, which is great, but a long life when you ran out of money, if you're 99 and you ran out of money when you were 80, then that's not a great long life. We want to have a great long life. And the way we do that is we have a long-term plan that allows us to do that. So we look at our risk tolerance and we look at our risk capacity. Then what we do is we start investing our money across things that fall in line with that. For instance, if you're young, you're probably going to be more aggressive. You're probably going to be in aggressive growth and growth funds and international funds, maybe a little growth and income fund. In your 401k, if you're choosing, you're going to be choosing the target date that is far out in advance. So if you're, you know, 25 right now, you would go out and say, well, it's probably a 2060, you know, 40-year target date. So what happens is you take your birth year and add 65 or 70 to it, and that's going to give you the choice. I tell people, without help, choose the target date. It's going to be managed based on your age. You know, the fund managers do that. They came out with target date funds strictly to make sure that people who weren't really educated on how to do things or didn't have someone helping them, that they could make good decisions that would be in line with what they should be doing based on their age. So a target date fund, as you get older, it becomes more conservative, especially in the last 5 or 10 years. And the target dates are even designed that if you left it in the target date and wanted to pull income on it, they manage it over a 30-year period with the idea that they're going to keep you getting income during that time. So what we're doing is we're going in and we're creating an asset allocation plan that keeps us calm. We want the market to go down if we're buying, obviously, because our idea is over time the market goes up. So every time you're buying, okay, you're in a situation that you're buying at a discount. If you're retired right now, you're going to want to have had, if you didn't, you should have, an advisor should have, should put you in something to where you have some down buckets. So that bucket might be that the down market is you had some cash. I've had customers that they have cash sitting on the sideline, and I'm like, right now would be a great time for you to start using that cash, and we'll let your account come back, you know, from any declines it might be. We're not going to be 100% in the stock market when we're down, I mean, when we're retired, because we don't want to, we want to take some of the down out. If we're young, we want to take and give ourselves as much growth opportunity as we can. Again, dollar cost averaging in, putting it in monthly. If you put all this together, what you end up having is a plan that you feel confident in. You're not worried right now. You know, you want to, yeah, the job market is as good as it's ever been. You can't get people to work. So therefore, if you want to work, you don't have to be concerned about getting jobs, because jobs are plentiful, which gives you the ability to put money in because you got your income. It gives you the ability to not be selling because you didn't have an emergency fund or anything like that, because you can't get a job. There have been many, many times when the job market is not good. Today, the job market's good. So this is a positive thing. When we look at the economy, that companies are doing well. So a pullback in the market, it happens. It's part of it. If you're just tuning in, market declines are part of the world of investing. It will always be this way. Here's what happens. Again, since 1952, that's a long time, S&P 500 goes down 5%, drop about three times a year, and it takes 43 days to get it to recover. 10% about once a year, it takes 110 days before it on average recovers. 15% or more, about once every 3 years, 251 days to recover. And 20%, it takes about a year to recover. It happens every 6 years. And if we go back to 1929, here's what you got. The average return, okay, is 55% if you see a 15% market decline. And so what we want to do, that's the 1 year average return since 1929, if we go out through that time. So what we want to be thinking about is, if we pull the averages off right now, would this be a great time to lock in our losses, or would it be a great time to maybe consider investing? So here's your choices in market declines. And as we finish the show up, I hope this helped. I hope I walked you off the cliff a little bit. If you need help, visit roymatlockjr.com and we can answer your questions, do a short phone call. But here's your choices anytime you have market declines. Lock in your loss, bad idea. Hang on, leave it alone, good idea. Best idea, if you have extra cash on the sideline, it might be an opportunity for you to buy at a discount. I've been doing this for 38 years. I've seen this come and go. I've heard people tell me this is different. It's not different. Here's what we can count on. Market, over the last 95 years, went up 64 times, went down 21 times. Average up was 19%, average down was 12%. I think it's a great time to be investing always. Visit roymatlockjr.com. Tune in next week. We'll be continuing to talk about money and helping you get financial independent. Thanks for listening.